This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
It seems like that's the NBA, man. That's how things go in the NBA, man. Jerry Reynolds, longtime just ambassador, coach, GM, everything in the Sacramento Kings, he always has a phrase that one of our co-hosts talks about. He says, if you have a 5-year plan in the NBA, then you don't have a plan. Like, that's not how it works. So one of the questions, and I think I know the answer after just hearing you speak a little bit. But one of the questions that a lot of people have here in Sacramento is some people are kind of big game. They think the Kings should be big game hunting, and they should be hunting for a point guard. And John Morant's name has come up because some people think, you know, he might be on the trading block. He might be available. I'll ask you, you're close to it, boots on the ground. Do you think John Morant is available for the right price?
No, not at all. First of all, I don't think there's a right price for Ja. I think if the Grizzlies were to trade Ja Morant, there's no way they can do that deal and get equal value. I think we would end up giving him away at a very bad number. When I say number, I mean what's coming back in the trade. Memphis is a small market, and not just a small market, probably the smallest, one of the smallest markets in the NBA. And Ja Morant, regardless of the injuries, regardless of the off-the-court stuff, regardless of all these things you can say negatively about him, he's still a mega massive draw in the NBA. And for a small market team, those type of guys don't come around often, bro. You know what I mean? And you know that. I mean, you guys are relatively a small market in the NBA as well. So those type of guys just don't come around. You're talking about a guy who can still drop a shoe and it sells out in 5 minutes. You know what I mean? Who can go to on a road game and there's a crowd of people waiting to see him after the game to get an interview. A guy who can get in front of a microphone and drop a line that goes viral. Like all these type of things, the highlights, the marketability, the viral videos on Twitter and how all these things are what come with Ja. And I think that for a city like Memphis, I think that Zach Kleiman as well as the owner Robert Parr understand the value of a guy like that. I don't think that's something that you trade for a Jalen Suggs. Or, you know what I mean? That's not something you just – those type of guys don't come around often, man.
Right.
And I just think that – like, I liken it to a situation in Portland where Portland was never going to win anybody's championship with Damian Lillard as your best player and building around him. That was never going to happen, right? But Portland kept Damian Lillard probably well past the time they need to keep him just because Damian Lillard kept that city relevant. He kept that organization relevant. They could fill up an arena with Damian Lillard on that team. It's the same type of thing with John Morant. Regardless of basketball, how he affects the wins and losses, a guy like that on your team that keeps your organization relevant, it's not somebody you just trade away, you know, for whatever.
Anthony Sane, host of the Anthony Sane Show. He's talking to us about basketball, Memphis right now, and everything that's going on there. And I agree with you. Like, we live in the same type of place where I'm a big believer of the Dame Lillard comp was great. Even if it is maybe time, like in your heart, you know, it's probably time basketball wise to move on.
Mm-hmm.
And you ride that thing till the wheels fall off because.
But you know another thing too, though, man. I'll say this too, and it's so crazy, bro. We live in this microwave timeline of the NBA where I think me and you are about the same age. I'm 45. I think you're somewhere close.
Turn 42 in a month, so yeah.
Exactly. I knew you. I thought you were in your 40s for sure. Yeah. All right, so we grew up watching the Utah Jazz. I'm gonna use them as an example, right?
Mm-hmm.
Utah Jazz didn't win anybody's championship, bro. But Stockton and Malone were a duo for my entire childhood. It seems like they were together, right? Even into my adulthood. Like, they were together for like 17 years. Never won anybody's championship, right? You tell me somebody in Utah that would rather have this crap they're doing now, like tanking for whoever, over having a team that never won anything. It was a really good team for a long time.
Right.
And the thing I'm trying to say is, we look at a guy, you look at a guy like Ja Morant, or you look at a guy like, whoever, bro. I can't even think of another example off the top of my head.
I mean, I think, but it's Trae Young, Giannis. I think Giannis is on that level too because of Milwaukee.
We look at guys that are like 25, 26 years old, and we're talking about, I'll give you a better example, the Boston Celtics, right? They were trying to break that team up every year for the last 5 or 6 years before they ultimately won the championship. And you're talking about dudes that were 22, 23, 24, 25 years old, talking about what they haven't been able to do, and it's the time to break this team up. Right. And I remember watching Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen not being good enough to come out of the East until they were like 27, 28 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And like the way that we think guys is like need to be broken up or getting rid of or moved off of, we're just not nearly as patient with these guys as we used to be, man. And we're about to see this Oklahoma City team do something that historically hadn't happened in a long time.
Yeah.
And that's a team that's this young, with a core that's this young, win a championship. But that's clearly not the norm.
Yeah.
But we want to break these guys up and move off of them when they're 24, 25 years old. And I think it's insane. I've always thought that's absolutely crazy.
I agree with you, man. I agree with you. I'm a big Pat Riley fan. I like Pat Riley. Mm-hmm. I like the way he goes about business. And one of the things I always remember when LeBron was about to leave Miami and he had I think it was the end of season press conference, and he was just like, and he saw the writing on the wall. He knew LeBron was going to leave and all this other stuff. And I'll never forget Pat Riley said, like, you can't win every year. And just because it gets difficult and you didn't win doesn't mean you just quit and try to find something better. Like, and I believe that. I believe that's, you said it perfectly. Utah, you know, for that was a decade of Stockton Malone. They didn't win, but you don't just give up on it and say, oh, it's time to move on. And I think that happens a lot in all these sports, football, basketball, and baseball, where if you don't get it done in 2 years, you got to start looking for what's next or moving on. Right. And that's players and
organizations. But just imagine if Boston bought into that crap. Like, if Boston was like, you know what, I don't think the Jays get along. Let's break this up. They would never won a championship, man. And they won it in dominant fashion. They looked incredible. And the only thing that's really breaking them up is – you know, the aprons, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no,
the aprons
crazy.
Aprons about to break everybody up.
The aprons,
you know,
is crazy. Now, I was once, I'm not going to be fake on here. I was, because our producer, Jesse's a big Celtics fan. And I was one that said, I'm not sure about Tatum and Brown. After about 3 years that I'm not getting it done, I thought they shared the same space on the floor, and it was too much taking turns. Like, nobody was really, like, taking command of that team.
So did Jordan and Pip, though, bro.
Jordan, it was Jordan. Right? It was sometimes it's Tatum, sometimes it's Brown, and, you know, it's really Brown's team. But Tatum is they figured it out. But one of the things I thought was an issue, and this sounds like hate because I really like his game. I really do like his game and what his approach is. I thought you had to get Marcus Smart out of there, because Marcus Smart thought it was his team. And it was like, well, all right, Marcus, I know you got that personality. You're that leader. I get that, but –
Until, he was a big bro to them. He was there before.
Right. And they needed – big bro probably had to leave for – I think it's Tatum – for Tatum to step up and say, all right, now it's mine. And that's what happened. I think that's what happened. And that's not a knock
on Marcus Smart too much around here, though, but go ahead.
You said what?
Said we don't mention Marcus Smart too much here.
Really?
That was a horrible experiment for us, man. You know, we went out because there's something I have conversations with Grizzly fans about too, because, like, we really feel the way about Oklahoma City winning the championship. That was Lil Bro, for real. Like, that was Lil Bro team, and they're about to be the, you know, a dynasty possibly, but until the aprons come for them too. Yeah. But it's freaking aprons, man. But anyway, people, I hear people in our fan base say things like, you know, the Thunder, they went out and they got Isaiah Hartenstein, right? They went out and they got Alex Caruso. When the Grizzlies went out and got Marcus Smart, that's a bigger name and a bigger talent than either one of those guys coming in. You know what I mean? They made the move. They added the vet to the roster, but it just did not work out, bro.
Right.
Whether it was personality-wise, whether it was injuries or psychologically where Marcus Smart was, that whole experiment with us was absolutely terrible. So, yeah. But it's not a knock on him.
No,
I think
no.
He's a great player.
It was just
I was pulling for it to work the whole time, but it just did not work here.
Yeah, it's just a bad situation. I'll ask you something else because, like I said, here in Sacramento, we're trying to survive. we don't have a star, a young star, nothing like that. We just lost Fox. We're watching Halliburton do what he does. Like, not sold on Sabonis. Definitely, a lot of people are not sold on LaVine. They're trying to, like, man, where can we get somebody that can help us and can give us hope for the future? And there's a question that I want to ask you because I've said, I think you got to move on from this guy if you're Memphis. And that's Triple J. And the money that Triple J may be looking at, and we're jaded. I think he's a good basketball player. I don't think he's worth the 250, maybe 300 he might be getting. I'd move on from Triple J and see what I could get for him. But you're closer to the situation. How important is he to what Memphis is trying to do?
I think that all goes back to the conversation we had a few minutes ago about how we – rush these guys and what they're supposed to be, what they're going to be, and make these defensive answers right. Jaren Jackson Jr. is 25 years old, two-time All-Star, Defensive Player of the Year. I think four-time All-Defensive Team player, led the Grizzlies in scoring this year. In what planet are we talking about getting rid of that guy? Like, what? Like, why? Like, at 25 years old, that's his resume, right?
Yeah.
Like, on what planet are you? Is that guy not, you know, a good player, right? And but I understand all the criticisms of Jaren. Jaren is a guy who does not rebound the ball well at all. Still, in big moments, has foul issues, right? I think so many things with the Grizzlies go back to legacy issues with this organization, the way he's been used. They've never used Jaren as a screener, whether that's for a pick and pop or a pick and roll.
No, they didn't believe in screens, I guess.
Right.
That's no screen.
That's that whole thing, that was a this year thing, right? But I'm saying in years past, we never developed any type of Jaren two-man game. And that's something I think Coach Easterlow has to do. But Jaren is still a guy that, at the age he is now, is still a lump of clay, a guy who still has the skills to be an elite-level player. And he's one of those guys now. Even with the guys who weren't eligible for All-NBA teams, I think Jaren came in pretty much 17th place, right? You add in the guys who would have been there outside of injury, you're still talking about a top 20, top 30 player in the league in Jaren Jackson Jr. at 25 years old. He's a guy that he's definitely a max player, a super max player. I've went on several rants about that here in Memphis, how Jaren Jackson Jr. is one of my favorite players in the league. Just a great individual human, just a great human being, great citizen of the city of Memphis. But paying those super max deals are for a very high upper echelon players in the league. And I don't think it's for many bigs in the league, except for the Nikola Jokic's of the world, you know, those type of guys are guys who I look at as being a supermax. A supermax guy to me it should also be attached to marketability. I'm big about marketability in the league, man. Can you fill seats? Are people coming to see you on road games? Can you sell a sneaker? Those are the guys to me that are supermax players. It's not for the Rudy Goberts of the world. It's not for Jaren Jackson Jr. It's not for a lot of guys who may be eligible for. It's not for Jaylen Brown. You know what I mean? Jaylen Brown, even though he's a Finals MVP, even though he's a great player, I think the Supermax deal is for an elite level of player, unless the Supermax part of it is something that doesn't affect the salary cap, where that's a side money or something like that, right, where it's not affecting the salary cap. So I don't think Jaren should make that type of money. Something I'm going to talk about on my show next week. I'm on vacation right now.
Okay.
But something I'm definitely going to talk about next week is the possibility of Jaren Jackson Jr. This is something I didn't even know exists, man. These NBA nerds find out loopholes in the CBA all the time. Every year is some new rule that they found, some little loophole to stretch out money. I had no clue that you could renegotiate the final year of a contract for a player in the NBA. I had no clue that was a thing. And they said that they did the same thing with Lauri Markkanen, right?
Okay.
But the Grizzlies can, in essence, max out Jaren's last year of his contract if they're able to get under our salary cap. And there are several paths we can go about doing that, right? Mm-hmm. So I think the likely thing that will happen is you extend Jaren's. Is this new to you? You heard this before?
I think that's what the Kings did with Sabonis. So that's okay. That's how they were able to.
I had never heard of this before.
I hadn't heard it before Sabonis, but yeah, I think that's how they were able to get him an extension.
The rumor is that the Grizzlies are going to try to extend Jaren's final season of his contract, renegotiate that final year to a higher number, and then give him an extension off of that number.
Yeah.
And I think the advantage to that would be if they're able to do that with Jaren, it allows him to reach free agency again faster, but still get a max deal. You can max him out, and he's back in free agency again before he turns 30, and will be an even more escalated number than if he's extended next season. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So I think that's something that could be advantageous to him. Definitely something that could help the Grizzlies to not have to worry about him being a supermax player. That's another thing too, man. Hey, I've been on vacation this week, so I ain't been running my mouth, man. I know I'm tearing up your mic over here, man.
Nah, you good, man. You good.
It's one more. People talk about pet peeves and rule changes in the NBA. The 65 game rule is the pettiest, dumbest thing that the NBA has done in a while. I'm gonna say why.
Yeah.
If one thing, it puts guys like Jaren Jackson Jr. in categories they should not be in. Mm. It puts guys like Jalen Williams in. Jalen Williams is a hell of a player.
Yeah.
He's a modern day Scottie Pippen type player. But he's not one of the top 15 players in the league. And that's what you're saying he is if he makes an all NBA team. But what that 65 game rule does is takes away the common sense of a voter. If I'm a voter, if I know a guy's been out a lot, leave it to the voters' discretion whether they want to vote these guys in or not.
Mm-hmm.
And don't make a hard rule where a guy has to play 65 games.
Yeah.
Jaren Jackson Jr. had an ankle injury, came back super early from that injury to try to make that 65-game threshold, and it affected the Grizzlies' season. It affected his play when he was coming back. And I think the crazy thing is, if you're just going to be real about this, people did not like the way that Joel Embiid was winning awards.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Including MVP and playing 50-something games a year. And they did this whole thing to be petty towards him. And it is ugly. And it's hurt guys like Luka Doncic, you know what I mean, who I don't think they intended that rule to affect. And it's just making things so dumb, man. Get rid of that. Leave it up to the voters' discretion.
That's a great point by you. I hadn't thought about that, man. Anthony saying, man, we got to do this more often, big dog.
Way more often, bro.
Come on. And I appreciate you. I know you was on vacation.
I'm on my team at the house, man. We ain't got nothing to do, man, but talk. Come on, man.
I know you was on vacation, man, so I appreciate you tapping in on the vacay, man.
It's all good. I'm feeling good, man. My show goes 5 days a week starting Monday, June 2nd.
There we go.
Check it out, man, wherever y'all are, man. Big small markets in the building, man.
Yes, indeed.
Memphis Grizzlies, man. Hey, I'm not a king, but I am the underground king.
I see you.
Of Memphis Sports Media, man.
And he's so, a tribal chief. A Grizz Twitter. Chief. Yes, sir.
A Grizzlies. I don't do X, man. I don't even know what X is, man. I don't fool no X's, bro. So it's here and now, man. Twitter.
Anthony, say, man. Hey, man, I appreciate you, big dog. And like I said, we will do this more often, man. I appreciate
you. For sure,
man.
Dog. We got to.
Yes, sir. We'll be
shout
right
out to my boy. Okay. Your light skinned co host, man. Hey.
Holding it down. Yeah, holding it down, all man. Right. Yes, sir, man. It's ESPN 1320. We'll be right back, man. Back here on D'Lo and KC, ESPN 1320. A little housekeeping real quick. My man Dusty Baker, the legend Dusty man. Baker, came through earlier in the show. And I got to give a shout out because he's got a winery now. Baker Family Wines. I'm tapped in. You should be too. Shout out to Baker Family Wines, Dusty Baker's Winery, Sacramento legend, Major League Baseball legend. It's my guy, man. So shout out to Dusty for pulling up on us earlier, pulling up on us right now.
Yo.
Got my man, Coach JT in the building live here on D-Lo and KC. What's up, man? How you doing?
What up? I'm sick. I missed him. I'm in the car. I'm like, bro, didn't tell me that. I can tell on your face, too. I was like, man, but I'm getting there. Oh, he's like, I got to go. I was like, oh, man. I was sick, but definitely shout out to Dusty,
I walked
man.
Through the door to Odyssey Studios today, and I said, I saw it from a distance. I didn't wear my glasses today, so I didn't know what was going on. I was like, that looked like Dusty Baker.
Man.
Is that Dusty Baker? Yeah, he was, yeah. So I saw him, and I said, you know, we were talking. He's like, when do you go on? I said, at noon. I said, come on through, Dusty. He said, I'm going to come through. And sure enough, he pulled up, man. So that was
mad
that
love.
Was awesome.
Hey, mad love, man. Definitely that was awesome. Inspiration.
I heard you were telling me a story the other day, and I think your mom, shout out Lucy, that's my girl, she was telling me the story of how it took one time for you to get hit in baseball, and you were done. That's how that went down.
I finished the season after I came back, but, yeah, we talked. Yeah, it was, it's with the bat, you know.
That's
Parkway
crazy.
Little League behind behind the screen, and some boy just felt it was okay to let go of the bat.
Oh.
And I was just like, man, right square in the face. Ooh. Right there in the face, man. Lucky for him, my sister didn't get to him, though. The twin
See,
came up.
I think
up.
You would have been a good baseball player.
Bro, I loved it. Parkway, I was, man, first base, outfield. Ricky Henderson was the idol back then. I was one of the ones, or go play center. I'm catching balls in left and right field. They was like, pause that moment. Quickly. Yes, sir.
Yo, Jesse, where you at? Jesse, what was, was good?
You got to be quicker than that.
Was good?
He caught it, but hey.
Yeah, I got it quickly.
I catch it all the time.
I got it quickly.
Yeah, he got it. It's fine.
Wow. I got it quickly.
Wow. I don't know. Like, you did. Hold on.
Yes,
yeah.
This is family. So
I got it quickly, though.
He did say he
you got to be quicker than that.
You know what? After further review, it's a flag. Yeah, it's a flag. It's right. You can't pause it out. You got to pause it before.
Bro, but yeah, it was crazy, bro. But again, baseball was it. I mean, you know, we was outside.
Yeah.
Baseball, whatever, basketball stuff. And it was, man, first base, outfield, just playing. I mean, that was it. Ricky Henderson was the idol.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you could steal bases. play first, run. That's all you got to do. And it was just like, man, that was it. Until then, I was like, ooh, that kind of hurt.
That's how it is, man. And the real reason this came up is because I talked about it. My son, he took a fastball straight to the eye, dotted him on the eye. And I was, like, worried. I was like, man, he probably ain't going to want to play no more.
Scary.
And that was, like, never a second thought for him. He back out there. He wear the goggles or whatever.
Yeah.
But that was never a thought for him to, like, stop playing. Like, I asked him, I was like, did you ever, like, think that you were done playing? He's like, no, I just wanted to get back out there. Like, I wanted to make sure I was healthy so I could get back out there. I was like, that's great, because I don't know how I would have reacted to getting hit in the face. I remember when I was pitching one time, Airport Little League, shout out. I was pitching, and fastball came right back and kind of hit me on the side of the head. It wasn't super flush.
Yeah.
But I felt it. I had to come out. I was crying and stuff like that. And it didn't really faze me. I was like, no, I'm still playing. But obviously, I never forgot it. I don't think I was the same pitcher anymore.
Well, that was
I was thinking about well, that I wasn't no comebacker.
I did black out. I woke back up, was bleeding, and they took me to the hospital stuff. But I ended up finishing the season. You know, it was all stars, played a lot of good guys over there. But it was like after that. But then also going to high school now, it's like you really got to choose your main sports you want to play. So I was also playing soccer too. So I was playing soccer, basketball stuff. So that was. But I do got to say this. Ms. Cheryl from Elk Grove.
Oh, yeah.
Cheryl from Elk Grove. So I know we've known each other a long time.
Yeah.
I would hate for her to hear what she talked about us when we played against each other in high school and college.
What you think she would
say? She probably talked about us bad.
Well, I don't know if she talked about you guys, but you know what she would say.
Because we trying to. She'd
say, knock him on his ass.
We was treating you that way. I know that. I was like, so I know she was like, JT. Oh, Kennedy McClatchy, Sac City, CRC. I was like, I didn't know she felt that way.
Oh, yeah. No, and look, this family, JT, this family, I done known JT 20, almost 30 years now. My mom had known him and his dad for longer than that.
That's crazy.
But yeah, you play sax. You she play was especially when it was Kennedy.
Mom was
especially when it was Kennedy.
I could believe
She'd be like, hey, you play Kennedy tonight. You already know. Knock them down. They won't get back up.
That's wild.
Dave, knock Dave down. Knock him down.
That's crazy. Like, shout out to Moms, man. She was intense. I love her to death. She repping. I'm like, okay, ma'am, come on now. Like all this Nick stuff. But love her to death. But I said, what did she say about us in high school?
Did I ever tell you the story about why I didn't go to Kennedy?
I told somebody else the other day. I said, my man lives two blocks away. He wasn't coming. I don't know. I said, mom said, nope, you ain't going. She went to Burbank, didn't she?
Yeah.
3,500.
So that the whole time, like I said, I might have told this on the air, but I'll say it again. I lived on Florin and Haven
on the corner.
Side. That was one light from Kennedy. I literally.
It should have been a Cougar.
All the time during the summer would walk down to Kennedy, go work on my game. On their hoops out there, like it was in my backyard, damn near.
Man,
and when it was time for high schools, my mom was like, "Oh, you're not going to Kennedy." And at the time, Kennedy, you know, it was a little wild every now and then, but it was a good mix, I think. But it was a little wild.
Rock.
Yeah, some of the Meadowview kids that would come through, it'd get a little wild. So I was like, yeah, you know, my mom, you know, she probably just trying to protect me and you know make sure you know.
Man.
You know, nothing happens, you know, to her baby in high school. She knew Mr. Withrow, RIP, Frank Withrow, the legend. she knew him at McClatchy, and he was like, hey, bring him over here.
Yeah.
So I went over to McClatchy. Took two buses every day. Like, it was a mess to get over there.
Yeah.
But shout out to the 81 and the 62. I would take that every day. But, you know, I was like, you know, she was just looking out for a baby boy. She was just looking out. And believe this all up until about 2-3 years ago, and I was telling somebody, I was with her, and I told somebody why I didn't go to Kennedy. I was like, yeah, my mom, she wasn't really comfortable with me being over there. It was kind of rough, and she just wasn't sure. She wasn't really comfortable, and she overheard me, and she said, that's not why I didn't send you to Kennedy.
Not at all.
I said, well, why didn't you send me to Kennedy? She said, I went to Burbank. There was no way I was going to root for no green and gold. It wasn't happening.
Loyal to the soil.
It wasn't happening. And I knew you was playing hoop. So, yeah, I was not going to be rooting for no green and gold. Yeah. I'd rather you go to McClatchy than to go to Kennedy.
It's all right, though.
And that's how it happened. I said, I thought you cared about me this whole time. She's like, I care, but that wasn't the issue.
She was a ride or die. Shout out to Mom Dukes.
That's how it was. Man, so many things I want to talk to you
Let's
about.
Let's get to it.
In the world of hoop.
Yeah.
Let's start with the teams that are still playing right now.
Okay.
Knicks, Pacers. Knicks win game 5. Jalen Brunson, Karl Anthony Towns, phenomenal to keep their season alive. I'm of the belief, Jay, that Game six is the series. I believe if the Knicks get game six, that'll be too much for the Pacers to go into Madison Square Garden. I know they did it last year, but last year ain't this year. It'll be too much for them to go into game seven in the Garden with a trip to the finals on the line and win that game. Obviously, if the Pacers win, the series is over. So that's why I win game six, the series is over. So that's why I'm looking at it as game six is the de facto game seven. This is it right here for the series. You feel the same way?
I have to agree, but also to the extent I heard you and Jesse on the way up, man. Y'all was giving you was giving Halliburton a little something about the superstar last game.
Should.
But I feel though
he should
honestly, we're basketball players, right? Think about it. We're up 3-1. It might not be my night tonight. I'm just not feeling it. I'm no longer back to the crib. That home energy is gonna be there for us. I think if it had a decent start, Halliburton probably went a little more aggressive and try to close him out. But you could tell that he hit the cruise control button, bro. Well, you can just tell.
That's not what a superstar is supposed to do.
But they do that.
No, I was like, can you do that though? Like if you're gonna be a superstar though, like you can't not really take be. A night off like that. Like you could, like we were talking about Tatum, and it was like Tatum might go 5 of 20 or whatever and have a bad night, but at least he got the 20. Can you go 2 of 7 though?
Jay,
in the playoffs.
So what you think though? Because my thing isn't missed shots. It's just not being present in the game at all.
Yeah.
I can't have that from my superstar.
Yeah.
Do you think there's a difference between like, hey, I'm aggressive and I'm just missing, or oh my bad, you couldn't even.
No, I hear it was better. I can hear him a little bit. It's better. Here we go.
But like, is it one of those things where there is a difference between I'm just not on tonight and I'm not even being aggressive?
There is a difference, but like I said, man, I think in the moment, and again, them playing these now back one day off games, man, I get a break plus travel. It's not on a break. I'm off, but I'm really traveling. Fatigue is a factor. I'm like, I'm going to start. If I got it tonight, I'm going to go for it. Knowing I'm up 3-1 in this situation right now. I really think he was like, okay, you know what? Somebody else can carry us. I'll try to close.
Yeah.
But after a while, I was just like, he's cruising. He knows he's going back to the crib. I'm going to get a little more rest because if you extend all that energy, the way New York played, you can tell their back's against the wall. They didn't have any options or whatever like that. They're still behind the eight ball. I think Hallie, you could tell, he's like, man, no, I'm going to the crib. It's going to be loud in there. We're going to turn up. If I don't have it tonight, I'm just going to do enough if we can get there. If not, I'm going to let this one go. But like you said on the way up, tomorrow, I can guarantee you, though, the aggressiveness he will play with from the jump is going to be totally different than we did last night.
I agree. I agree with that. I think he's going to be turned up, and we're not going to see a 7 field goal attempt performance. But I believe, and everybody's got their own criteria, superstars don't get that. You don't do that. Well, you can't do that.
The superstars, George, yes.
That's what I'm saying. And that's that part, the conversation the that's been going on. And I think Anthony Edwards is a superstar. I believe in him. I thought it was ridiculous that he had however many shots he had in game four, and in game five they just didn't even show up.
That has me looking
at you different.
But I think his maturity is the issue. Like I said right there, yes, he has the capability. So you talked about this. You sent me some stuff. I did my homework too. So again, superstar, right? So winning for me, you need to be able to win.
This is your criteria for what
for
a superstar
is. Yes, sir.
Okay.
You got to win. Those big moments, big games, big moment. You perform at the highest level when needed or when called upon. You create those plays and impact memory. Superstars are people we talk about down the line, years down the line. That's why I say right now, even Hallie, he's not there. He's not a superstar yet. However, he has these opportunities to make these memories and these plays to get to a superstar status. But also, I guess the only thing I had a question was, for how long of a time frame do you need to be at that level to be a superstar? It's rarely we see a one-and-done superstar. They either have a nice, lengthy resume with accolades and winning, because how many losing superstars do you have in the NBA or have had, like, really, that don't win? Or are they called superstars? I don't know.
That's a good question. Well, see, and like I said, everybody has their own criteria. But now you're getting to, like, I didn't call him a superstar. I'm not going to say I can't push that button and say he's a superstar because the winning isn't there. But you see it. You deal with the kids. You've got nephews. LaMelo Ball is a big-time star when you talk about popularity and checking out all those other boxes. The only thing he hasn't been able to check off is the winning. So I bring LaMelo back up to say, how much do you have to win? Like, if you don't have a championship, but you keep losing in second round or even a conference finals, like, would you say they're a superstar? Would you say Trae Young is a superstar?
No.
Okay.
I don't even say LaMelo. He's, again, they're in an era now where they're lucky to have the machine behind them, which is social media.
Mm-hmm.
If we were just watching, I'm not going to see, I mean, I may see him play locally here, but even superstar, somebody you would go travel to go see play. I'm going to LA, I'm gonna go see Brown when I'm in LA.
How many of those are in the league?
Like I said, that handful.
I said you could maybe count it on one hand.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah. A handful, like I said, even like I said, but no social media. We watching just a game of LaMelo, okay, it's cool, but it's like if we don't get the tattoos on him, everybody likes his shoes, colorways, market, that's what's put him up there as far as notoriety wise. But I'm based on basketball though.
And his skill, like he put up the numbers and stuff. They just don't win.
But I think his, and again, this has stopped me. I'm not even going to date myself. But again, the style of play, but does it translate to winning basketball? Mm-hmm. Since he's been doing it, though, mm-hmm. except for the high school run with the best team overseas, didn't win. Didn't, you know what I mean? Like, it's been about himself.
The one thing I'll say about that that's a little unfair is Charlotte just ain't no good.
That's
like,
who?
I don't think if Tyrese Haliburton was there, they'd be this winning team. Like, they're just not good.
I bet they'd win more games.
They might win more games. Also, Tyrese probably plays more games than LaMelo, too. Well, not probably.
And that's he does
play more games, too. So that plays a factor as well. But
yeah.
I don't even know if they'd be a play-in team. LaMelo made the play-in one time. Like, I think that's what they would be. You need talent. You need, you know, coaching and leadership and all mm-hmm. this other stuff. So I could make the argument. I'm not trying to, but I could make the argument that LaMelo's situation – is a no-win situation, regardless of how good he is, or if he's like, I'm going to be a leader this year. Like, you just ain't, you don't have the players,
the support around you.
Yeah,
but I mean, yeah, but he's not available to. I think that's the biggest.
That's the problem.
Because they've had some, I would say great, but decent, right? They've had okay to get a play in or something to AFC, but he's never played a full how many games season. I mean, mm-hmm. that's the part. Like, you're never available.
Mm-hmm.
And you're getting paid the most money on everybody on the team. Like, that's a lose-lose.
Yeah.
I'm paying you the most, and you don't play enough to help us win. Man.
Yeah.
It's kind of tough.
For sure. But back to Tyrese and this series and the way he played.
Yeah.
I agree with you. I think he's going to show up and play a really good game in game six. Here's what I think the Knicks really have to do that the Celtics didn't do in their game six against the Knicks. Bring the Pacers into deep waters. Bring this to a fourth quarter where it's a single-digit game or you're leading if you're New York. And now you start to put some real pressure on Indiana. And they've got to find a way to stay close or obviously lead if you can.
Yep.
But do you think that's the that's the X factor for the Knicks to try and keep that pressure on Indiana as long as possible in game six.
Definitely in game six, and it's on the road. Like you said, that place is going to be a madhouse. So if Indiana gets rolling early, they're never going to be quiet.
Yeah,
they're never going to be quiet. The energy is going to be so high, but also it'll make, again, the home, I believe the role players will play, even though they played a good game last night on the road, the other night they played better. I think as a unit, they'll be ready to go, and they can feed off that energy. Even if they are fatigued or tired or whatever, they have that other, that sixth man of the fans behind them playing from above. If they get behind, yes, I do believe that could get a little shaky for him, because you still got some young guys, a little bit of experience, but I said you got some young guys with not having to have a closeout game to go to the championship. Yeah, so I do think that'll be a factor. And but this is where, like we said, this is where Siakam and Hallie really put their stamp on who they are regardless. And shout out to Siakam, the ultimate team guy, but also, man, if you want people to really stay awake, let them know you still you got something in you.
Right.
They both need to have that type of finishing type mentality. We are the guys. We're the leaders right now, because it's going to be needed, right? It could become close, 2-3 possession game. Some guys, I will say Indiana, they let anybody take the last shot somewhat, but this game, like, now your two got to bring you home.
Yeah.
Just to make everybody feel comfortable, lock in, not have to be so tight, like, oh, my two guys got us.
Yeah.
But I think, again, this game could be where it's Haliburton or Siakam, like, big game night. And a shout out to Hallie, though. Everybody, you know, some people talking about he doesn't score. 20 points and 10 assists is magnificent.
Absolutely.
He's accounted for almost 40 points, like, overall.
Yeah.
That's what you want, but that's what everybody's eating. That means you're scoring the ball. Bro, that's efficient basketball. Get it done.
Now, speaking of efficient basketball, I want to ask you, we got my man Coach JT rocking with me here for a little while here on D'Lo and KC. I want to ask you, what do you think about Jalen Brunson and the style of play the Knicks play? Because a lot of people have been real critical of that as the playoffs have gone on, talking about he shoots the ball dominant, doesn't pass, there's possessions when they don't pass. And I'm like, I don't want to say I don't trip off that at all, because I do. Like, I do want to see the ball moving or whatever, but this guy got you here playing this type of basketball. Like, sometimes you gotta ride that wave. But even I, watching the game, sometimes pass the ball.
Yeah, I mean,
pass the rock. What you think about Jalen Brunson?
Similar skill set. He's playing in a different era. He would have been good when we were growing up,
right?
80s, 90s, the ISO. Right now, the game, as you can see by most teams, is up and down floor spacing, and it's like, again, at the league guard position like that, not having over 4 or 5 assists. I don't think it's just the way your team is built, too. Those guys, they want to run, I think. I think OG wants to get up. He doesn't want to play half-court offense. He don't want it like Josh Hart, Mott Briggs. They want to get him down. But in the half-court set, they know, like, man, this is going to be tough. We're corner boys. We're spot-up boys.
Right.
Because he takes a lot of tough shots. And I think the wear and tear, again, still, the body blows and all that stuff like that is going to be a factor, bro. You can just tell. I mean, the worst best thing is when he gets in foul trouble and has to sit.
Well, that's crazy, the numbers. I know you saw the numbers yesterday where his on-off net rating is crazy. It's something like when he's on the court, they're minus 11.8. When he's off, it's like plus 18.6 or something crazy.
But that goes like the flow of the game, right? You up and down, if you want to shoot those threes, you want to get off. I don't want to dribble the ball and shoot my three. I want to get up in the corner in the wing, catch and shoot it. But with him, it's a push, dribble, dribble. They're like, man, this is, you know, but when we're off the court, oh, man. Because Cat is more aggressive, but also they give the ball up. It moves a lot better without the ball. And it's just like, okay, what extent? Do you take less points?
Yeah.
I think he, you know, I mean, he's still going to get his. You can close, but early in the game, he needs to get other guys involved so they can make it a close game at the end. Yeah. If he's trying to score every time down, the flow's not there for their team offensively. I'll say that.
I like the way he played last night. I don't think I look up the FGAs real quick, but I don't think it was much different than normal. He still got his shots up. Like, he took it was a lot different than normal. He only took 18 shots last night.
He sat the bench a long time.
Yeah.
And they were winning by a decent amount early, so the coach just left him there.
He was 12 of 18.
So think about this.
4 of 7 from beyond the arc, 32 points. Yeah. He did shoot the ball less.
It's a weird stat, I guess, but they're 0-3 when he plays 35 minutes plus in this series, and 2-0 when he plays 33 and less.
Well, so okay, I'm glad you brought that up too, because.
But like, I don't know,
Tibbs is looking a little funny right now, because I don't know how, and I'm not saying he's great. I didn't watch every Knicks game all year or nothing like that. But just in the last three games.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
I don't know how you can watch DeLon Wright, Landry Shamet, and say they just should never play. Like, he wasn't playing them before. I'm not saying they should get, like, super minutes, but how can you just not play them at all? And then you see the production that they've had in these last three games. And, yeah, like, you should give them a look. You should give them 5 to 7 minutes maybe every game to see what they've got going on. I don't know how you just go through two playoff series where they just – don't play.
And they're not rookies or second-year players. Shamet has been proven to make some big shots in big games and be a good defender, but also space the floor.
Yeah.
And, yeah, and to see him – but he basically was forced into this predicament, because if they'd have been winning, like, these games, they probably still wouldn't have been playing.
No.
Which, again, would have hurt them in the long run, I think, in a championship if they make it. But, yes, it's like he's been forced to it, but it's actually been benefiting him to do that, because Shamet been coming in hooping.
Yeah.
Right?
You bring another energy, defender. Playing defender, you know, another guy to stretch the floor.
It allows your guys to get a break, though.
Exactly.
It allows your guys to get a little bit of rest to where they can play a little bit better.
Yeah.
Fatigue is setting in. You can just tell, man, he's off. And Tibbs has that face, like, just, he's looking like, okay, all right. You know, it's like, come on, man, you got a little bit of depth.
Yeah.
Everybody's saying you're not deep.
At what point do you just call it bad coaching philosophy? Because he's done this with every team. And it's like, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's always like, Tibbs don't play his guys, It's like, no, this is actually, like, an issue.
Right. Nah, I look at what Tibbs has done here in New York, and he said there's been some pluses and minuses, right? Mm-hmm. But the fact, like I said, I look at Shamet, I look at DeLon Wright, and you can't find 4 minutes a half for these guys? Like, how can you just say they're just unplayable? That's a bad job by him.
Like,
that's
end of quarters, right? Okay, I know I got the long TV timeout, 2 minutes left. Every quarter, one of the two guys got to come out and alternate and rotate those guys in to get a little break, even if you're riding your main guys. But, yeah, ultimately, I would say if he was to lose this series, though, he's out of there.
Ooh.
He's gone.
Ooh.
I believe so, because of the investment they put in, how much money they spent. Like, just, you know, I would think so, even though last year they were hurt a little bit. But I still think, based upon what he's doing now, some people are going to look at that like, man, you've got some capable guys on your team that you're not playing.
Yeah.
I don't think that's crazy, because you built, like, your team to beat the Celtics, but you built your team to beat the Celtics in these two conference finals. Like, they're not around anymore. Like, at this point, I think, for what you were supposed to do in the offseason, like, yeah, you just expect to be in the finals.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I don't disagree with either one of you guys.
I don't know if I would, but I don't hate that, because, like, the expectations, like, they're there.
He would. So I would put it to you like this. Even if he didn't get fired, he would probably, it'd probably be maybe a Mike Brown situation where, hey, you better win. You better win, like, to start this season. Better not have no slow start. Because if we have a slow start,
you out of there, buddy.
We got to make that move. We're not making, well, Coach JT's not making any move. He's going to stay here with us.
I'm here.
We're going to come here. We're going to talk some more Kings. We got to talk about just what they can do moving forward in this upcoming summer. We'll get into all that.
Got to do it.
It's D-Lo and KC. It's ESPN 1320, Sacramento's number one sports station. You heard the man. D-Lo and KC, ESPN 1320, my main man D-Lo, enjoying some R&R. Much, much deserved. Big ups to him. I got my man Coach JT rocking with me right now.
What up?
It's part of this, part of D-Lo and KC, a.k.a. KC and Friends today. We just got done talking about the Knicks-Pacers series, a little bit about superstar. We might tap back into that superstar discussion. Real quick, I want to talk to you about the Kings for sure.
Yes, sir.
But I gotta ask you, we're talking Knicks, we're talking Pacers, we're talking Tyrese Halliburton, Jalen Brunson, what he could do. Does any of it matter if they go up against the Oklahoma City Thunder? Do you look at them as being unbeatable with what's left in the, okay, in the NBA?
Let me not say no, because I'm coming. The defensive side of the game that the Knicks bring, if they got the opportunity, that'll be the biggest resistance. If the Pacers there, they're very similar. They're like a younger OKC style of, or less aggressive, you know, but the Knicks could be some type of maybe slow them down a little bit.
Yeah.
Resistance for them. But at the end, I still have them winning just to how they play, how locked in they are, how in sync they are, how unselfish out, and they how defined to everybody's roles they are. They're comfortable in their roles and they thrive in it. Mm. People say, I guess, not entertaining. But for me, it's good basketball to watch. Yeah. I know where my main bucket guy is. I know who does this. You know, Caruso come in. It's like, man, they're a well-oiled machine, bro. And it's they get after it, bro. You can't – I mean, they have fun too, though, bro. Yeah. Like, let's keep it real. Yeah. They have so much fun playing the game.
They have a good time. I've said all the time it's boring, but it's not them. It's not them. It ain't the basketball. The basketball is just fine. I love watching SGA play. The basketball is not the boring part. The boring part is that boring-ass arena. That's just a sound stage. That's all they do is they just, when it's time to applaud, they applaud. Other than that, just, hey, look,
that
hey,
thing
Oklahoma
is
City.
Rocking, though. It's, I mean, well, as far
it
as.
It ain't. It's rocking. It's loud.
It's
there's two different things. Indiana rocking. The Garden is rocking.
Okay. Okay.
The Thunder is just loud. It's just like they turn the volume up on people screaming.
They got the machine ready for them.
But shout out to them, though. They got a championship squad that they're rooting for, man. Yep. And, yeah. Shout out to them.
Yeah. Shout out to Shea too, though, man. I gotta give.
I'm a big SGA fan. Yeah, I love
it. Way to be consistent, just overall through the years. But I will say this though, he speaks super well. The dude represents his team well, his brand, his business well. But he also puts on the court every night though. Now he's one person though. Again, we may not. I mean, is he a superstar to you?
Yes.
Because like you said, every night he bringing it.
Yes.
Whether he's missing,
a superstar,
he making.
What he does on the floor, obviously he's the MVP.
Right.
He checks all the other boxes as far as the popularity.
I think so,
popularity
too.
With the youth, his style, all this other stuff. Like that's a superstar.
Bro, it's real swaggy.
I just think the word superstar gets thrown around too much. And maybe I take it too literal. But there's just not a lot of them. Like, there's not a lot of them.
But it shouldn't be, though.
No.
It shouldn't be.
And that's what I said. They throw it around. Oh, this guy's a superstar. He's a budding superstar. And all. No. He could get there, but in talking about, I'm just talking about a general player. But
yeah.
He could get there, but he's not there now. And it's okay to say that. There's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. Tyrese Halliburton is obviously the one on the minds of everybody. I don't think he's a superstar, but that's fine.
But he can walk that line.
Yeah, he's on his way. Like, if he continues to do what he's doing, it'll be undeniable for sure. But I don't think he's there yet. That's okay. That doesn't mean he'll never get there. And then also, because you're a superstar now, doesn't make you a forever superstar. You know, nice. You've got to continue to win. You've got to continue to be somebody that people
pay to see
or recognize
for sure.
Just first name basis, all this other stuff. So
yes, sir.
Yeah, it's an interesting discussion. I think Shea is a superstar, though. All right.
Home team time.
Sacramento Kings.
Let's do it.
A lot going on. All right, well, where do we start? First and foremost, I said the other day, it is clear to me that this organization needs to lock in. Scott Perry, Doug Christie. They need to lock in on finding a point guard. And not just any point guard. No disrespect to the man. No Trey Jones or anything like that. But I need a bona fide starting point guard in this league. I need you to, if you can, either go find that guy, go get that guy. And that should be priority number one for this team. Do you see it the same way, or do you think they've got other issues that they need to take care of first?
I think even before we decide point guard, what style of basketball are we going to play? Last year, when we got DeRozan, I think I was in here, I was saying two left-handed players on the court with Fox and Sabonis. You got a mid-range player in DeRozan, corner three guy. The spacing is going to be terrible, and it was terrible. Even though DeMar's kept shooting more shots, but the NBA is a four-out-one-in league right now. Dunker spot, even your four or your five-man stretches the floor. What are we doing? I think we got to identify that first, and then, yes, because you still need a point guard, but we got to have what style of play we're going to play, bro. Point guard, okay, you said no. What, Jones, did you say? Because I have this is my short list of point guards, right, based upon maybe money, experience, longevity, I don't know. But one, I'm going to say Fred, but he's going to cost too much. He's going to be too expensive, I think.
I like Fred, though.
But he's going to be, Fred. Cost a lot.
Yeah.
The other two, I got Tyus Jones. I got Dennis Schroeder, if you can peel him from Detroit.
Okay.
And then Spencer Dinwiddie. Low budget. All these are low-cost guys. I think they could solidify themselves as being the first two, really, Tyus and Dennis Schroeder, I think you might be able to manage, because we don't want a point guard that wants to score 30, right? But he needs better run a show, make shots, and play a little bit of defense from the point guard.
See, I don't know if Tyus does that, though. I like all those players.
He's a smaller point, too. So, yeah, but I'm thinking about budget-wise.
I like all those players. Yeah. Like I like all four of those guys as basketball players and as point guards in this league. I worry a little bit about a guy like Tyus.
Mm-hmm.
You just mentioned smaller. What do we do defensively? So I worry about that. Schroeder, same way. I think Schroeder low-key a dog. Do I like Schroeder? Spencer looks for a shot a lot. So how does he mesh? But I like Spencer too.
It's just tough because availability. I'm looking. Like I said, I'm doing homework.
Yeah.
Nobody's available, or it sucks because basically we had our point guards with us.
Yeah.
We traded away one of the two that should have been the long stay here for us to keep that spot solidified.
Right? Let's go back in history real quick, because I don't change my tune on this, even though it may be wrong or whatever. I don't think it is, but I don't change my tune. I got to keep it a stack with everybody all the time.
All right.
When presented with the situation of who should you keep, Fox or Halliburton? Now, I always say Fox was the better player. I would have kept De'Aaron Fox. What train were you on at that time?
Man, that's tough because he's a bucket. But, I mean, I would have to say Halliburton at that point in time because Fox's value was high still. And you had a year or two younger guy, cheaper. But also, he's a true point guard. I know we got in that phase, though, where we wanted scoring point guards. Mm-hmm. But for us, you know, is again, push tempo, NBA space and pace. Yeah. Like Halliburton thrives in that type of, and we could get up and down. And he loved doing that, right. Like wholeheartedly. We'd have to change nothing of him. And I think, again, you get Fox out of here, you go get a, at that time, it could have been a better two guard. You may have won it, right? A better wing player to pair with a guy who loves to give the ball up.
Right.
But also, if Tyrese can score 17 points a game and 9 assists, that's what we want. Because that's what the style of game is. And it was just like, man, at that time, I think that was the move, because we could have got something back for Fox or kept some picks. I have no idea. But then we could flip that into something if handled correctly.
Mm. Oh, that's a whole other thing.
Right.
Well, I tell you, man, I'm going to try not to. But every day I be hearing something new. I think about something new.
Yeah.
Where Monty Manaire was just awful. Awful. But I won't go down that road, at least not right now. Yeah, I mean, Halliburton was that point, you know, that point guard that you needed. That he's probably a little bit easier to build around because of he was just a true point guard. And you know how I am. I like the point guards that can shoot the ball.
Right.
De'Aaron Fox, while he's gotten better, I don't think he's ever going to be
the shooter,
a sniper
right.
that Tyrese can be. So, and I always feel like it's something else that you've got to – make up for with the team building when you've got a guard that can't shoot. You got to make sure your two guard really can shoot or your three really can shoot because now teams are just going to sag off the PG.
Yeah.
So, you know, that.
But, again, I think that goes to the style of play, though, right? Because, like we said, we know. And even Howie and Fox are shooting more. But, again, as somebody in chat was saying, that they don't shoot. He can't get by anybody. But it's a pick-and-roll league. You pick and roll, get the mismatch switch, and you try to get paint touches for they're kicking off for threes or layups or dunks.
Agreed.
That's what the game is played right now. So if Holly's my guy and you got a big screen like Sabonis, the pick and roll is automatic right there.
Yeah.
Pick and dive, whatever, pop out, and you surround him with shooters. It can be so simple, but you got to get that type of team together. But it does emphasize the point of the guy and the ball in their hands. But also, I think the empowerment, which I think Indiana does well, two, three other guys, man, that can still come off that pick and roll. Nimhart, like those guys, they've been entrusted or confidence too in how, but that's their MO. That is their model. That's who they are. And you could tell no matter where they go, it's pick and roll with mostly three or four guards. Everybody's going to fan out. We're going to get layups, threes, and that's it. And they'd stick to it.
Facts. Got my man Coach JT in here breaking down the game of basketball. You hear him talk, man. You know what time it is. I'm going to give you my list of guys real quick because I'm going big fish hunting, man. I need a big fish.
All right.
You know what I mean? So tell me which guy you would take for this Kings team. Point guards. I'm gonna stop saying John Moran because we talked to our guy Anthony Sane, and that John ain't happening.
Cancel
and
that.
He's right. Like,
but that ticket though. Can afford that?
They'll move other people before they move Ja.
Yeah.
That would be my thought.
Like, no, I'm saying, could we afford that here? Like, could we afford him?
Yeah, salary? You could. I mean, there's creative ways you got to do it. Maybe you have to get a third team involved or whatever. But you can get one of these guys if you got the right people working with you.
Gotcha.
But I'll ask you, and we take John off the table. Jrue Holiday.
I heard you say that.
LaMelo Ball.
No.
Trae Young.
I'm being biased personally. I mean,
you can say no to all three of them.
No, if I would go, I mean, let's pick. If I had to pick, I would pick Jrue Holiday.
Okay.
Just somebody that's going to settle us down, run the show. But again, that's based on do we need scoring? I don't know. I have to see him with it. But even LaMelo and Trae.
We don't know what Scott Perry and Doug Christie want, but what would you want?
Okay, so, I mean.
How would you play?
Honestly, though, really keep it real. I'll go Trae Young. Trae. Even though my heart want to say Jrue, but right now, like, guards do need to guard.
Yeah.
He can't guard, but he needs to be a threat on the court because he's just going to space the floor for everybody else. And he's a passer.
Yeah.
He's one of the best passers in the NBA for the last few years. His assists are up, are decent every year, so, like, they're pretty high. And, like I said, he's a threat, though, right?
Yeah.
Matchup problem. You got to guard him across half court. That space and pace. Okay, yeah, let's get up the court. He passes, and that's why I said that's where, man, like Zach LaVine can flourish. Lob threats, run the rim, like stuff like that would fit Trae pretty good. And, again, I'll pay to see him play. You know how superstar status, yeah. Trae Young in the building, I'm there.
Oh, for sure.
Because I know some logo threes going, some behind the back.
Ice Trae.
I'm there if Trae Young in the building.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.